A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Chaf Hei, Sota 25A, pagination is 49. We'll start from Iboiluhu, which is in the middle of the line, in the middle of the wide lines. Baal Shamochal al Kinuyav, Kinuyav Machul. Oh, Eina Machul. If a husband forgave on his statement that he's jealous of her behavior and she has to stop it, will that mechila, that forgiveness, be effective or not? Keep in mind that in order for a woman to be a sota, it's not just that she closeted herself with another man and that she, as a married woman, did something improper and we're not sure how badly it developed and therefore they administer the waters of sota. But that all had to have happened after the husband was kina, made his statement of objection regarding her behavior. So he made that statement. Is it possible for him to withdraw the statement so that if she does closet herself, it shouldn't have the same severe results, that they would have to proceed with the waters of the sota? And it would instead be a closeting without a first warning, which is improper, but it's not going to leave her in the same place. Rashi points out that at this moment, we actually think that it's possible for the husband to withdraw his kinui even after the closeting. And that's something which the Gemara will clarify is not true. The only discussion of withdrawing is going to be, at least lahalacha, is going to be before the closeting took place. So the Gemara says, "Mi amrinon, will we say, b'kinui de ba'al talo rachmana u'ba'al ha'machalei likinuyav? Will we say that the entire process of sota is based on his statement of objection, and he was mechalit? And if he objects, the prosecution can't proceed." It's a little bit like a person was stolen from, and the police ask, "Are you going to press charges?" If the person doesn't press charges, then they can't move that forward. It's not an act against humanity. It's an act that has to be prosecuted by the offended party. O Dilma, or maybe, Kevin de Kanile Me Ikara, once he already made that statement of objection. So the process is proceeding. Lamatzi Machale, he can't forgive. She did an act of violation as a married woman. She had been warned, and then she did it. And that act is on record, regardless of whether he later tries to pull out. And similarly, even earlier, he made that statement, and even if he would pull out before she's closeted, the statement is already on record. Let's skip down about six lines. Tashema, come and hear a proof. The Amar Rav Yoshia said, Shlosha devarim sachli zi'ira me'anshe Yerushalayim. I have three traditions from zi'ira, from the people of Yerushalayim. Baal shamochal al kinuyav, kinuyav machul. A husband that forgave his statement of warning, it is considered a mechila, a forgiveness, and it's as if it never happened. If she would then closet herself, it's considered closeting without a warning. V'zokin mamre sheratzu bezdin limcholo mochalin lo. And in this statement, it says that a zaken mamre, a elder who rebels against the Bezdin, if Bezdin wants to be mochel and be understanding to him, they could. Uben sereru more, and the rebellious son, sharatzo ove v'imo limchol lo mochelin lo, if the father and mother choose to forgive him, he is forgiven. And when I came to the Talmidei Chachamim of the south, al shnayim hoduli, two of them, they agreed with me, val zakin mamre lo hoduli, but regarding the rebellious elder, they did not agree. Shema yirbu machlokes bi Yisrael, lest there be arguments in the Jewish people. The concept of Zaken Mamre is that he's an elder, he's a responsible, capable, authorized person, but he's standing his ground in the case of a machlokes instead of letting it be resolved by the Bezdin. The Bezdin says it's resolved in the following way based on their vote, and he just continues standing his ground. So the rule of Zaken Mamre is that that's a capital offense. The Gemara originally quotes that they can be mochel, be understanding to him, and forgive him, and not go through with a court case against him. And the Gemara is saying, no, that that's not true, which is indeed how the Rambam paskins in Mamrim Gimel Dalid, that they are not allowed to withdraw their objection to his behavior, because that's exactly the concept of Zaken Mamre, so that there should not be machlokes, continued dissent in the Jewish people. In the words of the Chinuch, even if the Zaken Mamre is right as far as heaven goes, Hashem would rather that we follow a majority rule of the Sanhedrin than whatever truths this one individual is espousing, because the downside is a split in the Jewish people, which we can't allow, can't afford. On the other two, though, they accepted the statement, which is regarding a ben sorer umora, that the parents can forgive. And indeed, it's fascinating that we have a tradition that ben sorer umora, the rebellious son, never happened. It's only on the books, perhaps as a warning of the direction of a child and how we need to intervene if he's going in the wrong direction. But it never happened. The parents can indeed withdraw their claim against their son. But what was relevant to us was that the husband is able to withdraw his warning against his wife, and that one was accepted by the Chaveirai Shebedorom, Shemami No. So we see from here, Baal Shemochel al Kinuyav, Kinuyav Machul, Shemami No. If a husband withdrew his objection, then indeed it is withdrawn, and if she then goes and secludes, it's a seclusion that's bad, but it's considered without warning, and would not have the waters of Sota follow such a seclusion. Now, regarding the possibility of withdrawing his kinui even after the seclusion, even after the process of sota has begun, the Gemara objects and says that that is not a time that he can withdraw his warning, and the Gemara brings a proof from a previous Gemara, which we did. There was a machlokes of Rav Acha and Ravina as follows. The way we paskin that before the seclusion he could be mochel, but the after the seclusion he cannot be mochel. The process has already started. She's forbidden to him until the waters of Sota clarify her status. And according to the other opinion, even after stira, it is possible to be mochel. umistavra, and it makes sense, the Gemara says, Kamanda Omar Eino Machol, that once the process starts, he's not able to withdraw his warning. Mimai, how do I know? And the Gemara brings the proof that we discussed. Rabbi Yossi said that the husband should be believed without any assistance and chaperone during the journey to Yerushalayim to administer the waters of Sota, because he's believed when she's a nida every month. So why can't he be believed and trusted when she's suspected in this status where she's a Sota? And the rabbis responded to Rabbi Yossi, five lines up, Im amrit bin nida, if you say it by nida, sheken yesh la heter, that there's a permissible status after a period of time, the woman goes to mikvah and she's permitted again, so there's a self-control. Tomar besota she'in la heter, how could you say that sota, he's going to be believed without chaperone, because if she's guilty, which is the side that we're really worried about, there is no permissibility. She's going to be forbidden forever. Says the Gemara, I amrit la'achar stira machula, if you hold that even after the seclusion, even after the sota process began, he can still forgive his warning and pull the rug out of the whole thing, Mishkachas la, it really is possible, the yesh la heter, that there's a permissibility, even though this process started. If he wants, he could go ahead, forgive his kinui, and be with her. Elashma mina must be, la'achar stira eina machul, after the seclusion, the mechila doesn't work, shma mina, and that's a good proof that will stand, that after the seclusion, he can no longer be mochel. But before the seclusion, he can withdraw his warning, such that if a seclusion would follow, it would be a seclusion without warning. Again, the reason for this proof is that there was a comparison from sota to nida. Nida gets heter, sota does not get heter, and the Gemara is objecting, if he could do kinui, then there is an opportunity for heter, which he could exercise, must be that there is no such thing as being mochel after the seclusion already occurred. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.